Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of technology, unraveling the mysteries of the digital world. I'm Alex, here to break down complex tech topics into bite-sized pieces.
And I'm Jamie, your go-to for asking the questions you're screaming at your speakers. Together, we're embarking on a journey through the world of AI prompts today. It's going to be a prompt party, and you're all invited.
That's right, Jamie. Today, we're unraveling the intricacies of system prompts versus user prompts. It's the hidden rulebook guiding AI behavior versus the real-time queries we throw at these digital brains.
I always thought of prompts as just what I type into ChatGPT when I'm too lazy to Google. There's more to it.
Oh, much more. Think of system prompts as the chef's recipe book in a restaurant. It defines what can be cooked and how. User prompts, on the other hand, are like your order at that restaurant. What you want to eat.
So, my late-night snack requests are user prompts. But where does the chef's recipe book come into play when I'm just asking for a joke or coding help?
Great question. That's where the core difference lies. System prompts set the tone, identity, and operational limits of an AI. It's what makes an AI assistant polite or a coding bot follow best practices in Python, even if you don't specify.
Hold up. You're telling me there's a hidden layer of commands that's like, be nice or don't give out admin passwords.
Exactly. Without system prompts, asking an AI for a password hasher might return some sketchy results. But with them, it uses secure methods and even explains why bcrypt is a good choice.
That sounds super important. Can't have our AI going rogue and handing out admin credentials.
Definitely not. And it's not just about security. It's about consistency and reliability. Big tech companies fine-tune these system prompts to ensure the AI behaves in line with their policies and brand voice.
This feels like setting up dominoes. One wrong move and the whole thing could topple.
A perfect analogy. And it's why testing and monitoring these prompts are critical. Think about deploying an AI support agent across a company. Without a carefully tuned system prompt, you could get wildly varying tones and potentially unsafe advice.
So it's like teaching the AI the company handbook before letting it interact with humans.
Precisely. And speaking of interacting with humans, let's talk about user prompts. They're what make each interaction unique, but they operate within the boundaries set by system prompts.
So I can't trick an AI into ignoring its system prompts by being extra persuasive in my user prompt?
Nice try, Jamie. But no, most AI systems are designed to prioritize system prompt rules. However, there's a balance. If system prompts are too restrictive, you lose creativity. Too loose, and you might get unpredictable results.
It sounds like walking a tightrope. How do developers find the right balance?
It's all about iteration and monitoring. Developers use A/B testing, log analysis, and even human-in-the-loop evaluations to refine these prompts. The goal is to ensure the AI remains helpful, safe, and on brand, no matter the user prompt thrown its way.
I'm imagining an AI being bombarded with bizarre requests and staying unflappably polite. I'm sorry, I can't do that, Dave.
Exactly, Jamie. Whether it's refusing to participate in skullduggery or simply telling a joke, system prompts ensure the AI remains coherent and safe.
Before we wrap up, any final thoughts on why our listeners should care about the battle between system prompts and user prompts?
Well, as AI becomes more integrated into our lives, understanding the mechanics behind AI behavior isn't just for developers. It's for anyone curious about the future of technology. Plus, knowing how to craft effective prompts can make your interactions with AI much more productive and enjoyable.
And who knows? Maybe it'll keep the robots nice when they take over. Thanks for that deep dive, Alex, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. Until next time, keep those prompts coming and those circuits buzzing.
See you in the digital realm.